The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, Spencer Tillman stops in, Dwayne Brown makes an announcement, players visit Central Texas, a sneak peek at training camp, and more. This is Texans 360. I'm Drew Doherty filling in for Mark Vandermeer. He's lying down somewhere with cucumbers over his eyes. We've got a fun show today. We're going to go to SEC Media Days. We'll go to the supermarket and talk to some other folks. But we got to start things out with one of my favorite people in the world to talk football with, none other than the great Spencer Tillman. Spencer, course, played with the Oilers. We get to do those pregame TV or preseason TV broadcasts. Those are fun. He's the color analyst and does a great job of that.
And he does a great job on those as well.
Thanks. I don't stutter or fumble too much through my on-field hits. But, hey, this is an exciting Texans team to check out. All starts at the quarterback spot, though. What's your initial take on what you've seen, what you've heard from Hoyer and Mallett?
Well, Hoyer's obviously got the accuracy, and I think he's got the edge, and I think that's as a result of demonstrated ability. I think that's the only reason. Maybe accuracy or lack thereof with Ryan early on in the activities this year may have something to do with that, but we all know his big physical skills. But I was talking to Mark about this, and what we need to do with the quarterback position is move players from features, assets, big arms, whatever it has, to benefits. How does that big arm benefit this team? Does it translate to wins and losses? Or avoids losses and convert it to win. You can have a big arm, but if it's not accurate, then you're in trouble. You know, you're hurting the team. And I think as long as there are questions at the quarterback position, we've got to find a way to mitigate the risk there. And I think that's why Bill O'Brien is going with the quarterback who's demonstrated the ability. If you look at what he did last year, had Cleveland at 6-3 at one point in time, and then when he went 1-3, that was as a result of 8 turnovers, and that's why he got unseated. It was nothing that Johnny Manziel did. So I think if we can get consistency at that position, it's a great otherwise competition contest. For both those guys, it's going to be fun.
You know, and either of those, whoever wins it, is helped immensely by Arian Foster, who was the Arian Foster that we know and love. It looks like 2013 was kind of one of those outlier seasons for him.
Yeah.
What do you see in 2015 for number 23?
Yeah, he's a year removed from, 1,500-plus total yards combined receiving in 11 games. That's pretty outstanding to do that. Look, he's the elder statesman. This is year 7 for him, and that's incredible. He outlasted Andre Johnson. You know, everyone thought it would be here forever. He's going to be the guy, but I think Alfred Blue, over 500 yards rushing last year, is going to be able to spell him just enough to keep him fresh and healthy. And I think ultimately, you know, you're going to see some help from this. His battery mate at LSU come in and back up as a rookie. I know Bill doesn't like rookies, and I don't like them either, but the bottom line is he's demonstrated he can compete at the highest level like Alfred did while he was at LSU, and I think we're going to be fine. I think Arian is the guy. He's the key. As long as he can stay healthy, particularly with a quarterback scenario that's not solid right now, I think the better off this offense is going to be. To keep from regressing, he's got to have a big year.
And on the flip side, who are you most excited about other than J.J. Watt?
Wilford in the middle. I mean, I think if you can stop teams from running on you, you've got a chance to be effective. You know, he was a part of a defense that was part of the Super Bowl run. And I tell you, Drew, I kept looking at that last play that everybody remembers, right? The bottom line is New England was ranked like 5th overall in total defense, but they were dead last in green zone defensive efficiency, right? In other words, of the 32 teams, they were the worst team that was out there. And I was saying, okay, what impact did he have or not have in those situations? Well, I can tell you, he wasn't the reason why they were ranked that low.
Yeah.
He's a force in the middle, not nearly as used as the ages that we see posted up in the numbers department. This guy is a beast. He's a captain out there in terms of how he impacts and influences other players. So it's going to be fun to watch him.
And he's perfect because you can slide him all over the place.
Absolutely.
In this Romeo Crennel defense.
Well,
I could go on and on talking football with you, and we will do much more of it throughout these months. But Spencer, appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. A guy that Spencer's dealt with quite a bit is Georgia head coach Mark Richt. John Harris caught up with him at SEC Media Days to talk about a few Texans that used to be dogs.
A lot of people have asked why we are here at SEC Media Days. Well, the man next to me has produced 3 Texans from his program at the University of Georgia. It's head coach Mark Richt. Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
One of those guys, and I know he's soon to be a star. And coach, I don't know if you've watched the show Hard Knocks or not. But Ben Jones, many have said, is going to end up being a superstar. You spent a lot of time around Ben. What kind of player, what kind of man, what kind of individual is Ben? What do the Texans have with him?
Well, Ben was a guy that wasn't really highly recruited, but I was at a camp that my son was at, and as he was in high school, and I'm watching the quarterbacks, I'm watching my son, I'm allowed to be there. Well, I keep hearing noise from the pass rush drill. I'm like, what in the world's going on? And when I walked off, somebody came up to me and said, this guy right here, you need to recruit this kid. And we got him in our camp, and he did the same thing in our camp. He just started mauling people. And in the pass rush drill, he kept burying people. I actually had about 6-7 nose guards line up in a row. I said, somebody, we're going to keep going until somebody beats this kid. And finally, when Ben was exhausted, he found about the 6th or 7th guy, he got beat. But great competitor, tough kid, just a great human being, got a great personality, always has a positive attitude towards everything. Just a tremendous representative of Georgia, and I'm sure of the Texans as well.
Did you ever have to tell him to put his shoes on at any point?
Yeah, he's country now. There's no doubt about it. That kid's country, and he is who he is. He's not, but you know what? He got along with everybody beautifully. They all know that when you know a guy's real and genuine, you can trust him. And there's nothing, hidden in Ben and how he goes about his business.
More from SEC Media Days a little bit later in the show, but now time to get you the top 5 videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Time now for the top 5 videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com, presented by Wingstop. Coming in at number 5, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. Seth Payne surprises Texans season ticket members at home in video number 4. At number 3, it's another edition of Dear Drew. Numero dos is J.J. Watt discussing his high school football career. And the number 1 video of the week on HoustonTexans.com, NFL Films recapping the 2014 season. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.